Inside Douglas County, segment two, we're going to talk about Umpqua Valley Arts. Ashley Kluver does the exhibition coordinating for UVA, joining us on the phone. Ashley, thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So let's talk about a lot of things that are going on. We were just talking about spring break trip that UAC did. You guys have got a lot of fun things coming up as well, and that includes summer camp. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we just had a round of spring break camps and spring break activities ourselves, and we're moving right into summer. We have a little something for all ages. We've got offerings for ages 5 to 8. We have offerings for ages 9 to 12. We have some teen camps planned out. We also have a really fun clay camp, which we're bringing back. The clay camp is going to be for ages 6 to 9 in the morning and 9 to 12 in the afternoon, and that's in June. And the rest of our camps all start in July, and we're super excited for what we have to offer. We've got everything from different creature explorations. We have a STEAM week to being out in nature and doing a bunch of fiber art. So, again, a little something for our artists of all interests.
And what's the age range for this?
We have a couple different age ranges, ages 5 to 8 and 9 to 12. We have offerings for both of those groups. The clay camp is for ages 6 to 9 and 9 to 12. We have offerings within those two ranges there and teenagers.
All right. Now, speaking of the clay place, you've got some things coming up there, too.
Yes, we have our Teen Clay Open Studio May session coming through. That is for artists ages 12 to 16. So if you have a young teen artist who wants to get their hands in clay, it meets twice a week in the evening times, 5:30 to 7:30. And you students will get a chance to not only learn from a professional artist and to make specific projects to flex their skills, but they'll also have a chance to work on their own private projects as well. And then beyond that, we have a workshop that I'm teaching on May 2nd called Vivacious Vases, and it's a workshop exploring the humble vase. Everybody who attends the workshop is going to explore different shapes and styles of vases that hold both live and dried flowers with dynamic forms, and it's going to be a fun one-day workshop.
Now, do you make then different sizes of vases?
Some of them are going to be different sizes, but more so we're going to focus on shape. There's going to be wall-hanging vases. We're going to have these open-form kind of contemporary concept shapes that can hold either just dried vases, dried flowers and plants, or we can put a water well and make it for live plants. But just something to add a little pizzazz to everybody's home during this lovely springtime weather, just in time for May flowers that are going to be in bloom. So a little something to perk up the home, you know?
All right. You've got an exhibition going on right now. Talk about that.
Yes, our current exhibit is Art as Record Mini Doka. That is we opened the show probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago now. Time flies, it feels like. And within that show, we have a lot of prints and artworks that were made in the Mini Doka concentration camp for Japanese Americans during World War II. We also have other objects on loan from a local family to kind of showcase the impact that that event had. And then additionally, we have our Art of Shogu private collection in Red Door Gallery. We have Sandra Honda, works of her experience as a descendant of Japanese Americans who were interred. And then we have a few other shows as well. And actually, we have a special panel happening next Saturday, April 18th, for anybody who wants to come and hear from somebody who was in the camp. We're going to have Joni Komodo come and speak on her experience along with the artist in the corridor, Sandra Honda, kind of talking about her work as well. And it's definitely not one you want to miss.
And Joni is going to actually join us a couple days after that, the next week on Inside Douglas County, to share that as well. Let's talk about events coming up.
So events, we have, of course, our Summer Arts Festival. We are in full swing and full planning mode of that. If any art vendors in the community have ever thought about participating, there's still time to apply. We have our deadline of May 1st for art vendors. And if there's any food trucks or food vendors out there who want to participate, there's also still time for them to apply. We've extended our deadline for the food court. So if anybody's interested in helping to serve up goodies for the event, we invite you to apply there. And that is going to be June 26th, 27th, and 28th for the community to mark it on their calendars. But before then, we actually have a special Mother's Day brunch event. Saturday, May 9th from 10 to 12, families can come and treat the mom in their life to a special little brunch where we're going to have a little brunch buffet, live music, and we have a complimentary bouquet bar to make a lovely bouquet of flowers. So it'll be a nice way to say thank you to mom for all the hard work that she does for, you know, the family and just to celebrate her as the backbone of a family. So
wow, I've never heard of a bouquet bar. That'll be new. But more personalized than just grabbing flowers somewhere. Pretty cool. All right.
More personalized. Yeah, more personalized because you're definitely building it up. Like it becomes its own little art form.
All right. And about a minute left. What else do you want to let people know about?
So if anybody has ever wanted to kind of help get involved at UVA, we are always, always, always having the door open for volunteers. We couldn't do what we do without the help of hundreds of volunteers every year because we are a small but mighty team of staff here. And so putting on everything that we do requires so much help that we get from lovely volunteers. So if you're looking to get interested, whether it's day-to-day operations or the beloved Summer Arts Festival, we encourage you to reach out to our volunteer and membership coordinator, Lori Witt, to find out how you can get involved and support that.
Wow. So, so much going on at UVA and throughout the year, the facility there on West Harvard Avenue in Roseburg. Now, by the way, I wanted to ask, you may have mentioned it earlier, the current exhibition that's on display, how long does that run through?
That is going to run through May 22nd. And so if anybody wants to come see it, we're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and now Saturdays, as of this year, from 10 to 3. So we've got some times that you can come by and check it out and kind of really take the work in during that time frame. But it'll be up until May 22nd.
All right, perfect. If people want to find out more about anything going on, all these things that you've talked about, and other things as well, where do they get more information?
Two places. If they go to our website, uvarts.com, they can see information about all of this underneath the different tabs in the menu. But we also put out a quarterly guide, and they can get one of those in person at UVA.
Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Kyle.
1259 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.